This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Very shortly, you're going to start hearing this in my rotation as far as my advertisers. Well, if it'll play. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. It's not something you can just order and put on. I mean, this is, let's get out of that. That shouldn't be playing at all. So, the drama of live radio. So, that's just not something you just order and put on. You have to wear it. It has to fit. There's a difference in what I'm talking about. But, joining me from Pipe Hitters Union, once again, is Lincoln Osiris, the owner, operator of Pipe Hitters Union. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been noticing a lot about... I saw an exchange the other day between one of your politicians, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, and Scarborough, which, you know, Cruz was one of those guys that argued the Heller decision in front of the Supreme Court. And he was very eloquent in trying to, you know, spar with Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe.
Right.
Do you think politicians should get to a point to where they're like, you know what, I've had enough of this nonsense. You want to have this argument, so let's go. Do you think they should take off the gloves and just get sort of combative?
I'd love to see that. I think that sounds great in fantasy land, or even partially in the real world. But,
right.
It makes me think of, clips that I've seen, like out of the Ukraine or other places around the world where, you know, they just go nuts in the government and nothing really gets solved for sure.
Right. Well, at the same time, you know, I look at this and, you know, we have elected these people in good faith. You have. I have. And when it comes time, you know, when we did the stuff that we did in good faith in the military, there was no ambiguity about it. We weren't hired to be nice or anything else. We were hired to go out there and do what we had to do. And I don't think politicians look at it the same way.
No, absolutely not. I can tell you this. Over the last week, I've been doing a lot of thinking. And one thing keeps coming back to me. And it's a quote by Dr. Susanna Hupp. A lot of people might not remember that name and might not remember this quote, but you're going to remember this story. And what she said was, how a politician stands on the Second Amendment tells you how he or she views you as an individual, either as a trustworthy and productive citizen or as part of an unruly crowd that needs to be lorded over and controlled and supervised and taken care of. Now, I was in high school, just getting ready to graduate. You were, you know, not too much older than that. It was 1991. There was a mass shooting in a Luby's cafeteria in Killeen, Texas. I grew up in Texas, not too far from Killeen, in Houston, and this incident has been in my head for many, many years, but recently it's come back to me, and I can't help but, you know, think about it frequently. So Dr. Susanna Hupp, she was very young at the time.
Didn't she have a permit?
What's that?
She had a permit to carry a gun, didn't she?
She did. She had a gun.
But she followed the law. Yeah.
And correct. She chose to leave her gun in her car in order to obey a gun-free zone law. And she happened to be in Luby's that day when this madman drove his truck through the front windows of Luby's, got out, and just started executing people. And in that moment, she was like, I got this, until she realized that she had left her gun in the car. Somebody was managed to break out the back window in a Luby's, and she and her family turned to go. But by the time she made it out, she realized mom and dad hadn't made it out, and only to watch her father and mother both be executed. Now, what really gets me is I think about these politicians. And some politicians get it, some politicians don't. But some of them see you as a trustworthy and productive citizen that is responsible enough to own a gun. And others see you as, you know, that you are irresponsible and you don't know what you're doing and you need to be controlled and supervised. But the question really comes down to, in my mind, speaking about politicians, one, I think they're either just completely ignorant and have no idea what they're talking about. And we see that a lot in the news. I know that you and I see that a lot of that in the news, especially when guys are talking about, you know, crazy things that they've got no idea what they're talking about, or they want to control you. And I really think that there really aren't too many, many other ways that we could view that.
Well, I look at some of the arguments that go on, right? And I saw the high capacity, high speed magazines, or the high capacity, high power magazines, or whatever they were. I listened to the terminology. I know they don't know what they're talking about. So I know they don't know anything about me.
Right. Well, I tell you what, my ARs are all powered by flux capacitors, so that makes me super awesome.
There you go. But, you know, I kind of thought the Alexandria incident would illustrate to them that all of America, no, there's nobody immune from being targeted. And it sort of seems like that's dropped out of their view. Susanna Hupp, when she was out there saying the things she was saying, she was out there, and I mean, she was letting them have it. And there was nothing anybody could say, because she was telling some of those politicians, if you had let me have my gun, I could have stopped this. And there was very little anybody could say about that.
And she told them, but you took that right away from me.
Yep.
And I remember her also saying that she would have gladly taken a felony charge and spent time in prison if it meant that her parents would have survived. Now, that's something powerful. That's something to think about.
Sure. Well, you and I are going to talk about something a little later on in the show, or later on in this hour, that I'm going to hit you with. I already know where you're going to go. I just want to hear how you get there. That's all I want to do. But having said that, it doesn't surprise me that somebody would feel that way. You see it a lot. I mean, I don't know how many times I've read reports of a civilian with a permit that sees like a cop getting it handed to him on a platter, and they roll in and they stop it. We're not obligated to stop that, me and you now. Anybody's got a permit, we're not obligated to do that. We don't have to. And doing that means that we're taking a risk, and yet that happens all the time. So, the gun carriers of the United States are a special operations group of people, because they don't shoot anybody that doesn't need shooting. They shoot the wrong person 2% of the time, where the cops shoot the wrong person 12% of the time. That's not as one-sided as it sounds, because there's a lot of factors to that. But
sure,
we do a very good job. We do a very good job now. We're coming up on the first break. Pipe Hitters Union is a company run by veterans, for veterans, for the responders, for the ones that have courage, for the ones that said, I got it. It's a very small group of people. And it's not limited to just that group of people. You, too, can be that person. It's inside you. You have to dig that out. And then when you dig that out and you look at this clothing, you'll get the message you'll want to represent. Check them out at pipehittersunion.com. We're talking to the owner, Lincoln Osiris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
And we are talking to these people.
This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready to eat.
But not that one. this is the fun part of live radio here. This is what it is there. Lincoln here. Let's see if this will play instead. There we go. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Indeed, if you dare. Talking to Lincoln Osiris, the owner-operator of Pipe Hitters Union. Did you watch the Oscars?
No, I didn't. I tried really hard not to. But I can tell you that one thing caught my attention about the Oscars, and I was able to pick that up in just a little bit of flashes that would show up in late night and on the news.
Right.
Was this, the thing that really caught my attention were the orange American flag lapel pins that everyone, well, I shouldn't say everyone, that many people were wearing. And of course, I'm scratching my head. What's going on with this? What kind of red carpet activism is happening right now? So dig a little bit, only to find out what's really going on. And, I'm not surprised. For those of your listeners that don't know what was going on, these pins were put out by a group, everytown.org.
Yeah.
Now, everytown.org, these pins were put out as kind of like a feel-good stand against the Second Amendment, a feel-good stand against, guns, a little bit of a, supporting, gun control kind of thing. And I'm all about the First Amendment, all about it. But I look at actions like this, and I call it, red carpet activism, because it's worthless, absolutely worthless. But beyond that, I come to find out that the guy behind everytown.org is Michael Bloomberg. Everybody knows old Michael Bloomberg. He's the savior of New York City. Absolutely ridiculous Michael Bloomberg, the guy that wants to ban large sodas. Now, me, I don't drink soda. I don't care to drink soda. I try to eat fairly healthy. But I'll tell you what, if I want to drink a soda, it's my right to drink a soda. And who the hell is Michael Bloomberg to tell me I can't drink a large soda? So he bans everything in New York City that he can possibly ban, and even tried to attempt to ban term limits. Why? Because he wanted a third term, but that didn't work for him. But now he is dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into to attack the Second Amendment and attack, pro-gun. Now, I've got to scratch my head. I can't help but scratch my head to look at this and go, all right, so it's worthless. It's absolutely worthless. I call it, I think it's got a name, clicktivism. You've got these guys that I'm going to put on this pin. It's no different, in my opinion, than Michelle Obama. I'm sure you remember this in Nigeria. A bunch of school kids, schoolgirls, were kidnapped.
Right.
And Michelle Obama, along with quite a few other people, decided to, hashtag bring our girls back. Hashtag bring our girls back. Well, I'll tell you what. How did that work out for you? Did this group of terrorists decide to pack these girls up and bring them back safe and sound? No. It takes rough men standing ready to go do violence that will bring these girls back. So this red carpet activism, this clicktivism, it's worthless. And it also brings me to, it's really no different. I look at these celebrities, no different than I look at these politicians. They are the elite. They are the rich. And I'm looking at these celebrities and going, when the hell did the king ever ask the court jester what he thought about an issue? I don't care what you think about an issue. Why? Because you're rich? You think you're more qualified than I am to speak on an issue? That's ridiculous. And even more ridiculous is you want to speak about gun control, although you are protected by a group of people with guns. It's the hypocrisy. The celebrities these politicians that are protected by people like us, but want to judge us and take that right away from us to defend ourselves and our loved ones.
Oh, Bloomberg, when he stopped being mayor, the entire NYPD detail that took care of him are now civilian employees of him. And I don't have anything wrong with a big guy, you know, but when you're surrounded by a bunch of baby Hueys that can hide all kinds of hardware on them, and you look at their jackets, at the cut of their jacket, and you're like, there's something hanging at his back, there's something in his waistband, you can see it if you know what you're looking for. That's the epitome of hypocrisy. They're not against guns, you know, Lincoln. They're not against guns. They're against me and you having them, but they're not against them.
Bingo. And what's even crazier, so now that we're talking about Michael Bloomberg, the report, everytown.org, that is the organization that is responsible for putting out the report the day of the Parkland shoot. The report that said there had been 18 school shootings this year up until that day.
Yeah.
And talk about an absolute, just an atrocious report. I am, like I said earlier, I'm all about the First Amendment, and I'm all about news organizations putting out information. But when you intentionally put out false information to sway the people, that's propaganda. That's no longer news. Now, this report was so bogus, so full of false information that CNN and the Washington Post had to call it out as being inaccurate. And you know, it took everything they had to do that because they definitely didn't want to do that.
But yeah,
18 school shootings, you know, one was a gun that just happened to be fired close to a school. A pellet gun was shot at the window of a school bus.
Yeah.
A school resource officer's gun, he had a negligent discharge. An individual pulled into a parking lot during off-school hours and committed suicide, but they reported those as school shootings.
Sure, and that's a little thing they get out there. But I've got a question for you. We're coming up on the next break. I've got a question for you that is tailor-made for Lincoln Osiris.
Roger that.
And it has to do with school shootings. For those of you that are out there, if you go to Pipe Hitters Union and go look at what is out there, and feel free to broadcast what you are once you go ahead and wear the mantle of the pipe hitter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I can't tell you, I can't articulate to you how happy I am to have this going into my life. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. There's more to the fit than just the fit. Joining me from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. He is the owner, operator of Pipe Hitters Union. Now, Lincoln, I know that you are a father.
I am.
I know you are a fully committed father. And you're also a father with a skill set, which is a very rare commodity nowadays. And, you know, just looking at you, I know that you've left a few parts of you here and there and everywhere just as sort of souvenirs wherever you've been. But I still get the sense that in the civilian world, you would be more than capable if you had to be. So,
I agree with that.
So let me give to you, if I may, this scenario for you. And I've looked at this from my viewpoint because my kids are your age, or not, well, maybe not your age yet, but they're older than, they don't go to school anymore. They have kids. I'm a grandfather now. So you as a father or I as a grandfather, we show up at a school and we see patrol cars when we pull up at the school and we hear shots being fired and we see all the cops
not going in. And for me and you, when everything kicks in, you know, we're going to buck this. But by law, we got to leave it to them. And that means we are consigning our children and grandchildren possibly to death while the people that are supposed to be the ones going in don't. Now, at the same time, you and I, we can go anywhere else. We carry lethal force everywhere we go. And if we deem it necessary, and it's been proven over and over again that we know what we're doing, if we deem it necessary to use it, then it's okay. There's going to be some repercussions. Sure, there's going to be some physiological things, psychological, all this other stuff. But it's not against the law for me to do that. That infuriates me to consider it that way. What do you think of that?
This is a tough hypothetical to even to hear, to be quite honest with you, Bill.
But listen, listen, you know somebody, and I don't want to say his name out loud, but he's in Florida. He wears your stuff all the time.
Right, and his little girls were in the school.
In the school, and they were texting him saying, please don't show up with a kit.
Right.
Because they knew he carried one, like you probably do, like I know I do. And they didn't want him to show up with that because they knew that was something that would be running through his mind. So it's not really a hypothetical. It's actually come to fruition with somebody we both know. So in his place, I mean, I can't imagine what that must have been like.
Well, I can tell you this, Bill, and it's real easy. Something comes to mind, and it's a quote that I throw out fairly often, and it's not going to be new to anyone. You've heard it before as well.
Sure.
I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Now, with hypotheticals like this, there's always what if this and what if that. But assuming I could get beyond the police officers and breach the door, I would happily spend the rest of my life in prison to know that I stopped the shooter and prevented even one more death. I would happily trade it all and give it all away without a second thought. Now, I would hope that facing a jury of my peers, that justice would fall on my side. But should it not, I'd be okay with that. What I wouldn't be okay with is knowing I could have and should have, but didn't. Now, one thing else I can tell you, Bill, is these cops that didn't go into the school have caught a lot of heat. And by all means, they should have caught a lot of heat because it, not only was it their responsibility and obligation, it's what they were paid to do. But I will also tell you that I understand. And I understand because you don't know what you're going to do until you have been in that situation, until you have looked that demon in the face and just decided to fight. At that point, you're faced with that fight or flight reaction, and not everyone is capable of stepping up to the plate and doing the dirty work.
No doubt about now, that, but here's the thing. If they're not, you know, I had this discussion with a cop out of Wisconsin the other day, and he was telling me, I don't know what kind of training, because I was saying, what if you're going in alone? And I come up to you and I say, hey, young man, I tell you what, I'll be on the left. And he said, well, I won't know how much training you've got. And I was like, how many people you know are going to run into a gunfight?
Right.
How many people are willing to do that?
Right back in the eye and go, how much training have you got?
Yeah. So.
Now, not everyone. And this kind of brings it back to Dr. Susanna Huff.
Yep.
She was legislated out of her ability to defend herself and her loved one. And in that moment, you're basically, through gun-free zones, you're not allowing someone that is capable to enter the building and handle that problem. You're legislating them out of that same right. And that is where I've really, really got the problem.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, and I've told this to many people before. If you can look a politician in the face, and the politician will look you back in the eye and tell you, I don't have a problem with you carrying a gun. That is probably someone who is fiscally conservative, probably has good family values, you know, he believes in the family and the structure and everything, and is probably a pretty good guy to elect. Because that level of trust is not something that just comes by itself. It's not just one trait that shows up. It comes with a suite of things. And
agreed.
One of the things that's bugging me is a lot of, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a lot of conservative pundits out there who don't know what they're talking about, who are advocating for a bunch of stuff that they don't really understand because it sounds logical. Like gun violence restraining orders, which is the end of due process. It's pre-crime. It's Minority Report. All this other stuff. And none of this stuff is going to make any difference, especially given what happened in Parkland, Florida, because there was too many other factors that got let go of. And this guy just, he was the one that was coming, and they knew he was coming, and still he got in. So,
you know, I have to look at any politician that thinks they can pass one or two or three laws and that it'll cease, all gun violence will come to an end. Because if you think you could just pass one law and it's going to change things, maybe we should make school shootings illegal. Oh, wait, they are illegal. Did that one law make a difference?
No.
No.
That's always the next law that's going to make the, it's virtue signaling.
Feel good measure.
It's virtue signaling. It's like the soda ban. Soda ban was set up to where you couldn't, they regulated the size of the soda, but not how many you could buy. So if you wanted a bunch of soda, you just bought a bunch of sodas and got four straws or whatever it was. It was junk. It's just like everything else. But we're coming up on the next break. Pipehead's Union. We're going to be doing some stuff together here shortly. And I'm looking forward to doing the stuff that I'm going to be doing with them because it's going to be epic. And they're going to be coming here every week, too. I got their partner coming very shortly. But that's all beside the point. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Sometime tomorrow, you'll start hearing this in my lineup. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. In addition to being all that, they also have a bunch of models that are all gray beards and maybe close to my age, and I don't feel like I'm out of. I feel like I'm right at home with the Pipe Hitters. So I'm digging that part of it, too, although I'm hoping that one of these T-shirts will make me look like this kid with the 20-inch guns. Is that what happens when you put on the T-shirt? You just, you know. Is that what happens?
Exactly what happened.
I'm so looking forward to it. My guest from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. He's the owner-operator there. Propaganda, which I don't know how I would, if I had to make the definition for propaganda, I think it would probably be somewhere along the lines of having no shame and saying whatever you had to say to get your political way, which seems to be what a bunch of gun grabbers seem to do.
That's
true. One thing I wrestle with, Lincoln, is that when I was in the military, I gave my youth to this country, and for the time that I was in, I did my part to safeguard this American way, just like you did. And then when I come back, I come out, and what I find is I was instrumental in shoring up a system where a bunch of liars control the media, and for some reason they're against everything I stood for to go in and make sure that they were protected.
Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's one of the reasons I do what I do now. It's my way of kicking back at their crotch.
You know, times have changed, but really the story hasn't.
So when you're You know, the story of the AR-15, for example, that's an inanimate object. Started out as a civilian rifle, which they went to in the middle of Vietnam because they needed to carry more ammo and everything else. They converted it over. It was sort of a disaster in the beginning. They got it together and everything. And they look at that today, and they've been around since the 50s. So they were around when you were a kid. They were around when I was a kid. And we didn't have none of this stuff going on today. And yet, for some reason, despite the fact that the gun was with us and we didn't, nothing bad happened with it, it's the gun's fault now. It's the inanimate object's fault.
Right. You know, I think this just kind of brings it back to, as you said, propaganda. But if you can convince enough people that don't know any better to drink your Kool-Aid, well, then you're going to get them on your side. And,
yeah,
like Michael Bloomberg, if you're willing to dump hundreds of millions of dollars into an agenda, well, you're going to get people, you know, to carry that for you. And politicians, we all know this. We see it all the time. But they will never let a tragedy go to waste. They're going to use that and dump money into it and fan the flames and use that to push their agenda. And every time there is a tragedy or a school shooting, they use that to chip away at our rights, chip away at our rights. I think we actually talked about bump stocks last week.
Yeah.
I think bump stocks are ridiculous. I would never own a bump stock. But damn it, it's my right to own a bump stock. And who the hell are you to tell me I shouldn't own a bump stock? And when I hear somebody say, well, civilians shouldn't have military style rifles, well,
they don't.
I don't know any branch of service that uses the AR-15.
I tried to.
Your point. You know what I mean?
I try to tell people that if somebody actually issued me an AR-15, which the select fire switch had its use in combat, but if somebody issued me just the semi-automatic AR-15, I would have beat them to death with it if I got to go into combat. I'm not taking that into combat. I want something with every bell and whistle I can possibly have. So we don't have weapons of war out here in the good old civilian world. The AR-15 is the civilian variant of, you know, the fully automatic version, the M16, the M4. So,
right. You know, it reminds me, you know, as we're talking about right now, about the politicians using the propaganda to influence, you know, the voter, or using celebrities to influence the voter. It reminds me of that quote. And, I'm the man of quotes tonight, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
That quote by Ben Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And I feel that way. I absolutely feel that way. I, as a man, a capable man, accept that responsibility of defending myself and my loved ones. Now, of course, like I said, I support the law enforcement officers. I support the military, and that is their gig. But I'm not going to bet my life on it. And those that are incapable, unwilling, or ignorant and cannot do it themselves, I do not want that individual regulating me out of my right to do so.
Well, the ones that can't, though, they're surrounded by people who do. And they have arms around them, but once again, it's not so much about them being against guns. They're just against me and you having guns. And there's a reason for that, which, you know, I've heard some of them admit to it, because they want the progressive lifestyle. They want to have single payer and welfare state and climate change and all this other stuff that is basically just taking our money and enslaving us. And the only way to do that is to take away the weapons. And
if you took away the weapons, we don't live on Fantasy Island.
No.
We live in the real world where it's dirty and bad things happen, and it will always be that way. I don't care how much you want it to be perfect. It will never be perfect, and you should be able to take care of yourself.
Well, it's it's a age old adage of being able to defend yourself. You're going to be the one that's going to have to do it. But I don't know. I look at these guys and I just, with some of the stuff, when they're using the propaganda, with some of the things that they come up with, like the 18 school shootings that you referenced. Do you know how many school shootings have been since 1999? Do you know how many there have been?
You know, I'm not really sure, but 28. I can tell you.
28.
What's that?
28.
Wow.
28, with 98 fatalities, including Sandy Hook, Virginia Tech, which was 32 people, Sandy Hook, which was 26, and Parkland, which was 17. So that tells you that that is a very rare occurrence, and it also tells you it happens where there's no guns allowed, and in most of these cases, most of these guys, the Virginia Tech shooter, Adam Lanza in Sandy Hook, this guy in Parkland, Florida, they were all known. They knew that they were going to pop, and yet they... And here's my question. Here's my question. If you and I are so untrustworthy to where we can't be trusted with a gun, should we be allowed to walk the streets?
Good point. And we talked about this last week, and I'm all about addressing mental health issues, but sure. There has to be due process. There has sure. to be an orderly way to accomplish that goal. But that's complicated, and that's not the feel-good measure they're looking for.
It's not that complicated, though. I mean, what we have now is a, you know, they created a stigma with mental health, so there's no mental health facilities left in the United States. There were some left around when I was younger, but they're gone now too. So now if you have a mental health issue, you go to your general practitioner. He gives you some Xanax. He doesn't know what he's prescribing. He doesn't know what your problem is, but he'll prescribe it to you. But I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time. I can't tell everybody listening how excited I am to be a part of this business with this kind of attitude behind the business. This is what makes being involved with military veterans great. The passion that drove them in the first place never dissipates. Thank you very much for being a part of Lock and Load, Lincoln.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It means a lot.
We'll do this again next week. PipeHittersUnion.com. Check them out. Back again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.